Now let's get back to where we were at the end of our last lesson on Wednesday night. One of the things we've been doing, once again, as we've been working our way through understanding or reminding ourselves of the satanic policy of evil, which is this third area of opposition and temptation that we can have from this strange woman, and having to face now doctrinal opposition. Again, this is why Paul says, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. And by the way, that's what you are supposed to do. You're not supposed to debate them. You're not supposed to argue with them. You're not supposed to chat with them on some dumb internet thing. You're to avoid them. There was a time, that's exactly what Jesus did with the Pharisees and the Sadducees at one point. At one point, their opposition was so clear, he left them alone. Leave them alone. Anyway, we'll get to that when we get to that. But the opposition is going to be of that nature. It's going to be of a doctrinal opposition. It's going to be an opposition to the doctrine and the message. As Paul says, the doctrine which ye have learned. That's Romans doctrine that we have learned, and avoid them. And to be able to appreciate that and get that fresh in our minds and everything, we've been working on this issue of the satanic policy of evil. And as I say, we have seen his policy of evil very briefly, very scratchy, very, very light understanding of what's that expression Bob Ross would do when he's painting? And he says, very light, two hairs and some air. That's about how light we've gone over Satan's policy. His plan, once again, is the same in both programs, in ours and with Israel. The plan is to be like the Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. But his policy toward evil, policy of evil toward Israel, is different than his policy of evil toward us. And what we took you to is to understand that when the cross took place, Satan was thrown for a loop. He now has to revamp his policy of evil toward this new entity that's going to start existing on the earth called the church, the body of Christ. And so this is, and just trying to get us to see and appreciate now both the policy of evil toward us and what the revelation of the mystery of Christ did to him. And to see why he would be so angry and so outraged by it. And the revelation of the mystery, Satan and his cohorts,